Torah chapter 3, Mishnah 7. Tinok shenimtza b'tzad beis hakfaras v'shoshana b'yado, carrying on from the last Mishnah. The child is found next to a cemetery, and the child has roses in his hand. V'ein ha-shoshanim, and the roses are only found el b'mkoim ha-tumah, they're only found over there in the cemetery. So we're not sure. Did the child go in and fetch the roses, or did someone else give the roses to the child? Is this child pure or impure? And because the child can't be asked, right, there's not mentally competent tahor, so it's a case of doubtful impurity, no one to be asked, and we assume that the child is pure. Shani omer acher liktan v'nasan lo. We can say that someone else went and picked those roses and gave them to the child. V'chein chamur bein akvaro. So too, if we found a donkey over there standing amongst the graves, and we're not sure if the donkey's equipment, that it's loaded up with equipment, is that rendered impure by contact or overshadowing one of the graves? We don't know, because nobody saw what happened over there, and there's no one to ask. The donkey's not mentally competent to ask, right? So kalev toren. So therefore, we will assume that the equipment remains pure, and that would be the doubtful impurity case over there. At least for one.